Welcome back. So we are back here with Jeanette Monzon from the admissions department at Cal State Fullerton, and we're just asking a couple transfer questions, and we're diving deep into what makes students successful here at the home of the Titans, Cal State Fullerton. 45,000 students here. Jeanette, how do you make this a small campus and something that can be, you know, really successful for transfer students?
Yeah, great question. There are a lot of different little areas that students can find pockets of quiet time in. So our TAP Center, a transfer adult reentry, parenting and pregnant center, is a great place for students to have a quiet space, snacks. They have fresh coffee, which is always a plus for the students because nobody wants to spend $8 on coffee anymore. They've also have like bring your kid to work day for our parenting students. They've had those OG Scholastic book fairs before. A lot of great little areas. We have our Veterans Resource Center for either student veterans or dependents of military folks, supporters of military folk. We have our Project Rebound for students that have experienced incarceration. So a lot of great little places that students can find. I wouldn't say little places, actually. Yeah. Great places where students can find their support. Of course, we have EOP and TRIO SSS programs for student support. A lot of great ways.
And students would know a lot of that. If you're in community college right now, you would know the TRIO SSS, TRIO DSPS, TRIO Veterans. Maybe you even started back with Upward Bound. Oh my goodness. Or Talent Search if you started in middle school. Mm-hmm. But it's a pipeline on the TRIO programs and EOPS in the community college. When you transfer, you need to do that application in the Cal State Apply to get into the EOP program. You can't start here and then get into EOP. So you've got to do the application, which includes two letters of recommendation. Yes. So at the time of this recording, it is transfer season. It is a beautiful October day, and you have until December 1st. All right, Transfer Cats, make sure you get that application in. Fullerton is definitely competitive to get in. I mean, this is the largest Cal State, but it's super popular because not only is it gorgeous, it has some great programs. Can you tell me about the most popular programs?
Oh my goodness. Yes. Our College of Business and Economics, our business administration programs are wildly popular. We have 20 concentrations within business admin. So lots of focuses in that program are computer science, kinesiology, our art programs, all just as popular as well for our transfer students.
I've got to give you the harp. There you go. That was like well rehearsed. I don't know how you do that in admissions. Like you have to know so much, but the business program is just top notch, and your audio visual, your film department. I've seen that building was gorgeous. So any tips for the application?
Tips for the application.
Other than to do it and fill it out correctly and all that stuff.
So I think my one tip would be start it early, but then get it checked. So many students just do it on their own and then don't get it checked and ask questions later. And at that point, once you've submitted it, you're done. You can't make any more edits. So get a counselor, get your transfer centers, get your EOP counselor, somebody to look it over. Three eyes, four eyes.
100%. I know if you guys have followed the 30 Days to Transfer, one of our episodes was on Too Legit to Submit, I think is what it was called. And it was talking about exactly that. Once you submit it, it's a singular application, right? So once you submit it, guys, you don't get to go back in and change it. Mm-hmm. Like you have to change it with each individual campus. It's a real pain to make corrections. So get extra eyes on that before you submit. 100%.
Yeah. I like to tell students that if you make a mistake, that one mistake is seen by all the campuses.
And if you haven't listened to my podcast on academic renewal, folks, that is something that is a game changer. Go check that out because your application GPA is your most important GPA.
Yes. Right? Yeah. Your transferable GPA is different than the one that they're showing you on the transcript sometimes. So
And in the application, you can hit the little button that says check your GPA, and it'll calculate your Cal State GPA. Mm-hmm. So definitely take a look at that number before you submit. Make sure that that's what you expect it to be. Sometimes it's, you know, it can actually be higher than your CUM GPA on your campus, because they're just taking Cal State transferables.
Right.
They're not taking, you know, the non-transferable courses.
Right? Yep.
So we are here in this beautiful quad. We're near the student union.
We're kind of in the heart of it right now.
Okay. And what can students find here in this building?
Oh my goodness. The student union consists of three floors, actually. So there's the basement level, the main level, and then the upper level. So that basement level is super fun. We have our bowling and billiards down there. They host like karaoke down there. We have our esports lounge there as well. We have a Starbucks down there.
I got Starbucks there this morning. Okay. And I saw a bowling class, and it took me back to my sophomore year of college, because I had to do PE. And in Indiana in the winter, when it's snowing outside, you can't do PE outside. So we had a bowling alley, and I had to go and bowl like two times a week, and it was a lot of fun.
That sounds great.
You know, and I get to bowl, and the instructor was there this morning. He's like, all right, let's rack them up and, you know, let's get going and let's have fun. And what a great day to show up to campus, to go bowling, have fun, and then go study. You know, it's a nice little mental break.
Yeah.
I noticed that a lot here in this building, students kind of like finding their own little niche around here. And is this a popular hangout? Is this where a lot of people spend time?
Yes. So especially because the main level of the TSU has all of like the main food spots. So we've got Hibachi, Juice It Up, Panda Express. We've got, not Blaze Pizza, it's the other one.
Pyology.
There you go. Yes, thank you. We have a Pyology.
I know my food and I know my milkshakes. So oh, no. is there a good milkshake in the area? Oh. I know we saw Juice It Up.
We did see a Juice It Up. We do have a Carl's Jr. on campus.
There you go.
It's kind of a classic for you. There's actually a little coffee shop called Aloha Java right next to the Humanities and Social Sciences building. They may have a really good milkshake. I know they have some good smoothies and matchas there as well. So
I'm going to give it a shot, guys. I'll tell you. we'll take a video of that. And you said something about food trucks. I'm always interested in food.
Okay, yes. Every Tuesday of the month, pretty much every month on Tuesdays, we have what we call our farmer's market through Titan Walk. So that's right in between here. The TSU, our bookstore, the Titan Shops, down towards the library. Mm-hmm. They've got pupusas, tacos, they've got dumplings. They have some people that come and sell clothing or jewelry, accessories, things like that. Mm. It's always my favorite Tuesday.
I'm getting hungry already. It's almost lunchtime here too. If you hear me talking a lot about food, but anyway, just a couple more quick questions here. Thanks for spending time with all the transfer students throughout California, by the way. So if I just transferred here from a community college, what's your best advice? What do I need to do that first semester to be successful?
Yes, first semester to be successful, I would say find your people. So that Tap Center, like I mentioned earlier, is a great place to talk to people, find people, explore our clubs and organizations. We have over 300 that students can choose from. We have Discover Fest, which is our basically like a college fair, but for our clubs and organizations, right? So that happens every fall and spring in the first week or two of school, where students can, again, find their community. I think that's super important for people, and that really sets them up for success, is finding that community.
100%. When you're connected to something, I think, like, the worst thing to do is to like just commute to campus and have your own separate life. You just don't feel like you're part of it.
Right.
So finding your people, you know, in one of my 30 days to transfer podcast, I said there was an African proverb: if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Mm. I think that's true in transfer. When you get here and you find your people, you finish.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's no surprise that EOP and TRIO, they have a higher grad rate than people that are not part of that,
right,
in the same demographic. So find your people. Absolutely. Okay. So they needed to apply by December 1st.
Yes.
And get it checked. Do your FAFSA, do your Dream Act financial aid application. So you guys get your financial aid in March. You'll be able to make a decision. Brea is a great place to look if you're looking off campus. I recommend if you can get on campus, do so. It's really cool. You feel connected to the campus. You know, you don't have to worry about roommates paying and stuff like that. You don't have to get into a contract. You don't have to get a co-signer. You don't have to pay utilities. I mean, it's all included. It's kind of nice. If you don't know the area, it's a great way to scope out the area, you know, scope out roommates that are legit. Mm-hmm. You know, you didn't just meet on Facebook or something. You're like, all right, let's get a place together. So it gives you an idea of Orange County, finding the best place, finding the place closest to Disneyland, perhaps. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or the beach, which is pretty cool. So, any final thoughts on transfer as we kind of conclude today? It's been super awesome talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so happy that you're here today. I think the one thing I always tell transfer students is to not give up. I know sometimes transferring is a long journey. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of students are doing that typical 2 years anymore. So it's okay to have breaks in between. It's okay to prioritize your family or your life outside of school. Mm-hmm. But if your end goal is to transfer and get that bachelor's degree, at the end of the day, when you look for an employer, they're not going to ask you how long it took. They're not going to care.
You know what? That is so true. It's funny. For my bachelor's degree, no one in any job that I've ever had has asked me where I got my bachelor's,
right,
to be honest. They say, do you have a bachelor's?
Right.
Same thing with my master's. They're like, do you have a master's? Okay, check. Okay, now what can you do?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, your journey might be different. Your journey might take longer. It might be shorter. It may be a circuitous route to get to the finish line, but it's about getting to the finish line.
Right. Yeah.
That's great.
Thank you.
Cool. Well, with that, I'm going to leave with time to transfer. Whoa, hey. Thank you, Jeanette, joining me today. And that will be a wrap. And on our next episode, I will see you guys for an exciting interview with different folks from all of the Cal States and UCs as we travel up and down the coast. Take care. I'll see you later. Transfer Cats, Transfer Man, out.